Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
All week, I done told y'all what's up. And for some reason, y'all continue to come back and do the same thing that y'all did. I don't know what story y'all trying to get out of me. I don't know what image y'all trying to portray of me. But it don't matter what y'all think, what y'all say about me. Because when I go home at night, the same people that I look in the face, my family, that I love, that matter to me. So y'all could go and make up whatever y'all want to make up, because I don't say enough for y'all to go and put anything out on me. But I'll come to y'all event, y'all shove cameras and microphones down my throat. But when I'm at home in my environment, I don't see y'all. But y'all mad at me. And if y'all ain't mad at me, then what y'all here for?
Actually, I'm not mad.
I ain't got nothing for y'all, though. I told y'all that, so y'all should know that. But y'all will sit here, like, right now and continue to do the same thing. I'm here preparing for a game, and y'all want to ask me all these questions, which is understandable. I could get down with that. But I told y'all, I'm not about to say nothing. So for the remainder of my, 3 minutes, because I'm here, I'm available for y'all. I'm here. I'm available for y'all. I done talked. All of my requirements are fulfilled. So now for this next 3 minutes, I'll just be looking at y'all the way that y'all looking at me. Thank you.
Nice. Marshawn Lynch, it breaks his silence. I think it's the best. I love it, and I love that clip, and that's why we played it in its entirety. All right, it's Melnick in the Afternoon. Connor sitting in for Mitch. He'll be back tomorrow to interview Lily Aldridge of Victoria's Secret, amongst other people. Rod Francis is here. So is Mitch Gallo. David Trentadue helping us out. And it's time to go down to Arizona. Our next guest joins us from the Toronto Star. You can also hear him on TSN Radio, TSN 1050, TSN's The Reporters. Bruce Arthur, how are you doing, sir?
Connor, it's been an interesting day. I'll put it like that.
Oh, yeah. What's the highlight so far?
Well, let's see. There was a vice president of the NFL saying that now it's no safer time in history to let your child start playing football. One day after a study came out that basically said, you know, it might not be a good idea to let your kids start playing football before they're 12. And also the head of the NFL's spine and safety committee has said that you really don't want to play until you're 14. So, okay, that's one thing. We had Katy Perry come by today, and Katy Perry was very celebrity-y, so was Idina Menzel, and Idina Menzel admitted her dad was a gambler when she was growing up, and of course was then told that the over-under in Vegas on her national anthem is going to be 2 minutes, 1 second. And basically what we had today is the NFL said concussions are down, and then tried to sell a lot of other entertainment stuff that people would be far more interested in.
It's got to be something that the league's enjoying in a way, that the day that report on ESPN comes out, everyone's talking about Marshawn Lynch and the fact that he's not talking.
Yeah, and Marshawn, my thing on Marshawn Lynch is this. If the reason that he says or has said in the past that he doesn't want to talk to the media this year, although he talked to a little bit to the media last year and has talked to the media through his career, is that he doesn't want to make it all about him, in which case I feel like he's failed. It is a little bit all about Marshawn this week. But I'm fine with him doing it. If he wants to do that, I don't need to talk to Marshawn Lynch. I'm not personally offended. He doesn't want to talk to me. But the way the media has reacted to this, and I will say Marshawn's being a bit of a jerk and being a little bit cynical about it. He talked to Maxim and E yesterday about his clothing line. He's doing this in order to increase his brand and make money, but he's being successful at it. That's fine. My thing is, the way the media is reacting to this, some of the media, and the media is a giant thing, there's like 3,000 of us here, the way some media is taking this personally and that offering hurt feelings and saying that this is a scandal. Guys, this is the NFL. This is the NFL, and this is what you're outraged about? One guy who won't talk to you for 3 days straight? I mean, Bill Belichick won't answer anything about Deflategate while we're here. He will stonewall every question, as will every single player. And that's, again, within their rights. They can do that. No one is saying that Bill Belichick is a scandal this week. The lack of perspective among some media members here is truly astounding. We are not the show. We are not the most important thing in the world. And for a guy to shout out, why do you have to be a jerk to us? And the guy who shouted out, by the way, is an embarrassment to the media and has been for several years. It just makes the rest of us look stupid and bad and thin-skinned and insecure, and maybe we are. But the Marshawn Lynch thing, I don't know. He's playing everybody, and he's winning. And he could be the MVP of this game on Sunday. And who will be laughing then?
We're talking to Bruce Arthur of the Toronto Star, also of TSN Radio, TSN 1050 in Toronto. I'm Connor McKenna, sitting in for Mitch Melnick on Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Mitch Gallo is here, so is Rod Francis, and Bruce on site at Super Bowl 49 down in Arizona. Marshawn Lynch, the topic of conversation. You can read him at thestar.com. Marshawn Lynch bucking the system his own way. So, having read the column and hearing you just sort of were saying some of the stuff, get the full deal there, though, at thestar.com. It's your colleagues in the media and our colleagues in the media down there there's people whose job it is to have opinions about stuff that are suggesting legitimately that Marshawn Lynch should be suspended for the Super Bowl for not talking to the media. I mean, this is getting out of hand. These hot takes are getting a little bit out of hand, eh?
All you need is a few people to say stupid things, right? And again, with as much media as we have here, that's inevitable. All you can kind of do is just, there's a moralistic preening that happens among the media when it comes to our role here. And I understand that because I want people to talk to me. I want people to answer my questions honestly. I think that's great. Makes my job easier. I think makes my work better. I think can be informative, entertaining to people. Fantastic. But, I mean, to choose this as your source of outrage in the NFL, within the last year, the NFL has settled their concussion lawsuit with a third of retired former players over treatment of head injuries. And basically, the terms of that settlement are borderline criminal. They excluded CTE, the degenerative neurological disease, from being eligible for any kind of posthumous payment. The CTE is at the heart of League of Denial, the seminal book about the NFL and their treatment of head injuries. You can look at the handling of the Ray Rice case. You can look at Deflategate if that's what you're into. There's a lot better stuff to get angry about than Marshawn Lynch. And yet this week, because the Super Bowl and it's a hothouse tempest kind of thing, a lot of us lost our minds. And he's getting chased in and out of the media sessions like he's a member of the royal family, getting trailed by cameras, and it's ridiculous. But we're taking the bait. The people who are doing this, I should say, it's not me. The people who are doing this are taking the bait, and they are baiting Marshawn. And the result you get is this is a show. This is a little TV show that Marshawn Lynch is really in charge of and which Marshawn Lynch is profiting off of. God bless him. This is America. And that's what's happened, is that the media is getting played by Marshawn Lynch. Go talk to Michael Bennett of the Seattle Seahawks. He is delightful. He is funny. He is interesting. He is a laugh a minute. That's a much better story. But instead, you've had more people every day because Marshawn Lynch has become an issue, and he successfully, absolutely inverted the way that we usually do the job. Now, will this become a movement? Is he a Spartacus for athletes? Man, the reduction of access and interesting things to say from athletes did not start with Marshawn Lynch. It will not end with Marshawn Lynch. And to get this upset about it, the people who are doing it should be ashamed.
It makes sense in a strange way that after you talk about CTE and brain damage, I'm going to ask you about deflated footballs here. But I'm wondering if this was Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis up at the podium, or Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin, or EJ Manuel and whomever, would the reaction have been this hysterical? Or, because of how New England's done business, being so ruthless and vindictive, did the criticism reach a new level?
Oh, it's definitely because it's the Patriots, because it's Brady and Belichick, because it's been a dynasty, right? Like, these guys, they're sixth Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl six times. That's really rare. If it's not the Patriots, they do not crank it up like this. But it is the Patriots, and they have a reputation around the league, and that adds fuel to this fire, that and their obsession with secrecy. And the fact that the explanations that Bill Belichick pointed out in terms of science, frankly, didn't work. Any physicist will tell you it's impossible to raise the PSI of a ball by rubbing it, unless you're rubbing it in a sauna. It's about temperature and air pressure. No, they went out of their way, by the way, at the NFL rules of kind of operations press conference. They say, you know, we do a different thing for the Super Bowl. We take care of the balls. So there's going to be no messing with the chain of custody, at least this season. They're going to review it in the offseason and see how they do it. But that's the easiest fix in the world. The question is what happened. We still don't know.
And Katy Perry, what kind of an impression did she make on you at her press conference?
Well, she made boob jokes. She said, I'm just here so I don't get fined twice. I will say this. I think Katy Perry knows her audience, and I think Sunday will be interesting. She did say that there's going to be a mystery female performer on the show on Sunday, not Lenny Kravitz, someone else, like a throwback performer, she said. And my current money is on Janet Jackson. And someone from like Vegas wrote into me immediately and said, you know what? We got her at odds at 25-1.
You got friends in high places, Bruce Arthur. Thank you so much for your time. Hey, who you got on Sunday?
You know what? I haven't decided yet. I really haven't. Like, it sounds like a cop out. I can't decide who's going to win this game because I can make arguments for either way. I think I'll probably decide Friday or Saturday. And man, I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. We'll be following you on Twitter at Bruce_Arthur. Great Twitter feed, man. Honestly, I think if I could only follow one person on Twitter, I think it would probably be you.
Now, see, Connor, if anyone follows me as a result of that, it'll be all your fault.
Well, and it'll be a pleasure if they do. Enjoy it, man. It must be a lot of fun down there. Have a great time, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Cheers, Connor. Thanks.
Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.